Hello, this is the English Programme. Good morning to you. It's Monday, and as you will be aware, we are doing a season on English law, and we're looking throughout our live broadcasts, our podcasts and everything, looking at the history of the English legal system, how it evolved, and looking at the sort of basic overview of the system and the various constituent parts of the British or the UK legal system. Obviously, different parts of the UK have their own legal system, their own rules and those sorts of things. And what we're trying to do is we're using various materials on this program. We're using, for instance, materials from the Open University's Open Learn, which has been quite successful. Lots of positive feedback from listeners on those particular programs, little sort of 5-minute programs. And people write in, Steve, how come a lot of your programs are almost exactly 5 minutes? Well, the reason for that is because a lot of our programs, in order to make them available to as many people as possible, we put them onto our podcasts, and the Audio Boo in particular, they give you 5 minutes. So that's why. No other reason. It's just like an arbitrary 5 minutes. That's why. But we do broadcast live, and that's the point. So a lot of our live broadcasts are available sort of via Ustream. It's quite technical how we do it, but suffice to say, we're broadcasting locally here, and we're able to broadcast sort of through Ustream as well. And then we sort of publish it via the Twitter, and if you want, you can listen to the Ustream version of the program. But we try to make our programs as accessible to as many people as possible. Otherwise, you know, what is the point in doing the programs if no one listens? So there are various reasons and various, you know, sort of methods that we have, but it's fair to say that most of the things we do, there is a reason behind it, although we're always quite happy for you to write in and say, Steve, excuse me, but why have you done this or why have you done that? Well, so we are looking at English law, and we're sort of following as many official bodies as possible to sort of get as much of an insight into not only the history of British justice, but also we're looking at law in action. We're looking at the very people who keep everything going today. So we're looking at the judiciary, we're looking at the police, we're looking at the Ministry of Justice, we're looking at the Crown Prosecution Service, everything. All of these different bodies, they all have their own part to play, if you like, in the administration of justice and the legal system. And for that reason, we keep on looking at all the sort of press releases and things which come from these different organizations. Well, we keep checking the Ministry of Justice, but at the moment, as far as we can tell, you can have a look at some of the most recent press releases to get an idea of the kind of information that the particular body wants to get out into the public. The whole point of a press release is that the press pick it up and report on it. Now, obviously, they don't expect a newspaper, whatever newspaper, be it a tabloid or a broadsheet, to publish the entire press release without making comment on it. You know, obviously, the press doesn't do that. They sort of make their own comments and everything. But the idea is the information's there, and I'm always more than happy, as long as I sort of give it credit and I say, you know, this particular thing is a press release from the Foreign Office, or it's from the Criminal Ministry of Justice, or the Criminal Compensation Board, or whatever it happens to be. I'm quite happy to read it in full without giving my editorial, because we do have people write in, Steve, I wasn't happy with your editorial on such and such a thing. Why don't you just publish it as it is, so we can sort of see for ourselves? So later today, we are looking at press releases from the Ministry of Justice. I've got a few here, sort of going back to the beginning of the year. We shall be looking at those a little bit later on in the program, on a little broadcast later on.